This is Louis Navalier. It is Tuesday, April 26th. Well, the NASDAQ market is retesting its March 14th lows right now. It looks like a very good retest. Trading volume remains light, so I'm not too worried about anything. I just want to get the retest over. Just so you folks know, when we bounce off these lows, the market can retest multiple times. But the fact that trading volume is very light now makes that more difficult. The other thing that's going on is, of course, Google, or which is called Alphabet now, Google, Microsoft will announce their earnings after the close. And we'll see if that lifts NASDAQ. Google, of course, is a monopoly. Microsoft has annuitized this business very, very well. So, and we recommend Google in our portfolios. But we'll see if that shores everything up. Now, of course, Netflix is going to announce this week. So is Amazon and Apple. And we'll pretty much get all the FANG earnings out of the way this week. Oil prices are firming up right now, which is good because we've added a lot of energy stocks. We have a lot of inflation plays out there. I've noticed a lot of other food stocks are announcing good earnings, so that's good. So let's just let the earnings come out and do their thing, and I'm glad we're getting the retest out of the way. Now, it's still going to be every stock for itself. It's still going to be a very narrow market, okay? There are a couple macro things that are freaking everybody out. One is Secretary of State Blinken and Defense Secretary Austin were obviously in Ukraine. That was supposed to be a secret meeting, but it got leaked out. But, you know, even though Russia told us to stop arming Ukraine, we're obviously arming them more than ever. And Russia is also bombing the rail lines to southern Ukraine to try to stop the shipments of all the munitions and heavy armor we're sending in, like the howitzers and things. But Secretary Austin said that we want to see Russia weaken to the degree it cannot do the kinds of things that it has done invading Ukraine. So clearly there's a proxy war underway where the West is trying to, for lack of a better word, embarrass Russia, weaken them militarily. And that's a dangerous provocation, you know. So we'll see what happens. We'll see if Russia has any extreme reactions, but that's one thing people are worried about. But that's where we are there. The other thing that's going on are the lockdowns in China. As COVID has spread to Beijing and other provinces, you know, Shanghai's been largely locked down. You know, a lot of folks are starting to hoard goods because, you know, once they lock you down, you can't go out and shop, okay? So that's a very interesting development too. And that's largely why energy demand in China has been down, because they're systematically shutting their economy down as they deal with their own draconian COVID mandates. But overall, I live and die for earnings. Earnings are about to kick off for us big time right now. So let's let the earnings do their thing. We'll see if they shore the stocks up. The vast majority of our stocks are profiting from inflation, and there's no doubt that they're going to have great earnings, especially all those energy, food, fertilizer stocks that we added. And you probably already know we have tons of shipping stocks that are profiting from all the supply chain gluts. Speaking of those gluts, durable goods orders for March came out. They're very strong. They've been up 5 of the last 6 months. And what was really impressive about durable goods is defense orders were down 10%. But it wasn't a drag at all. So auto orders are up 5%. That's very impressive. So there's the U.S. economy is being driven by consumer spending. Also, the Conference Board came out with their consumer confidence number. It was just down slightly, totally different than the University of Michigan report, which was up sharply. But expectations component was up, so that's a good sign. So we're still in a consumer-driven economy right now, and that's leading everything. And looks like we're going to be able to skirt a recession. The Atlanta Fed will update its first quarter GDP estimate later today, but right now it looks like all that's going on is we're just retesting those March 14th lows for NASDAQ. The Dow and S&P are still far away from a retest, so I do want you to be aware of that, but NASDAQ has been obviously leading the market, and so its retest is most significant. So the one thing we don't want to see is high volume on the sell side, because that means the selling pressure hasn't been exhausted. But so far, the volume is light, and we should bounce off the lows like we tried to bounce yesterday, and we'll see what happens here, okay? So that's it. It's Louis Navalier. I just want to update you on the market gyrations. But the big news, of course, will be after the close with Google and Microsoft's earnings, and we're expecting great things from Google, of course. Take care, everybody. It's Louis Navalier. I'll keep updating the podcast during fast market conditions.